uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the show. Manhood Hours coming up in the third hour today. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. I'm really baffled. Not really. I kind of know what's going on. Well, I do know what's going on, but it doesn't seem to be getting better in many cases. And I'll give you an example in a minute. My biblical question for today, are human beings special to God? Are human beings special to God? That's my biblical question. I am wondering out loud, what would it take? I know what it takes. I'm asking a question that I already know the answer to. But what would it take for men and women of good to finally stand up to evil? Our battle is not about racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, Deadbeat Dadism, or white supremacism. I'm making up that word, I think. White supremacism. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. There are human beings who represent evil, and there are those who represent good. At one point, I thought that the Republican Party represented good, which means that they will stand up against evil. I'm finding that I am wrong. And it has changed dramatically. The Republican Party will not stand up for what is right. They have the best and the strongest president that a party can possibly have to represent good and stand up against evil. But yet, they are refusing to stand up for one another. And I'm wondering out loud, do white people believe the lie that black people are suffering because of so-called slavery or Jim Crow or whatever? Do white people really believe that? And if they believe it, is that what's causing them not to stand up? Or is it that along with the examples that the children of the lie have sat before them by persecuting white people who have stood up and or disagreed with blacks? We have seen that in the past. One of the ways that the Democrats, the liberal media, the Democrats, the Democratic Party, the rhino Republicans, and the Never Trumpers put fear in white people is that when they don't go along with them, they cause them to lose a job or lose something. And then they hang them out on the tree so you can see them hanging, daring white people to stand up. Because if you stand up, then they say, this is what's going to happen to you. And so you refuse to stand, thinking that if you don't stand, then it's not going to happen. That's crazy. Because when you don't stand, it's going to happen even more so. Look how many years the colors, the blacks, as Travis would say, the colors have been taking and punishing white people for standing up for their own country, for their family, for whatever, against evil. I remember there was a guy in L.A., I guess, who lost his baseball team because he disagreed with the blacks. He lost his basketball team because he disagreed with the black. And they hung him out on the tree to dry so you can see the noose around his neck, telling white people, if you do this, this is what's going to happen to you. And the white people were, oh, no, I'm not going to stand. And now it's happened again. That was Donald Sterling. He owned the L.A. Clippers, at least partly or or owned him, I guess. And he lost it because he allegedly said something about some black woman or something. Or some black woman dealing with black guys, and I forget the whole story. And the blacks went after the no good blacks. The blacks who are doing this to the whites are literally no good blacks. They're liars, they're thieves, they're no good. But yet, white people listen to them. It's mind blowing. We have the situation happening right now. Apparently, Donald Sterling didn't want his female friend hanging out or hanging around with blacks in public or something. And they got mad about that because a white person is not allowed. Joel said, I wouldn't either. white people are not allowed to have a difference of opinion. It's crazy. And whites are giving into it. There are more whites in America than there are so far colored people. And why wouldn't you all stand together, even if you don't agree on all things? Why wouldn't you stand together when you know you're right about something? So this is happening again. Representative Stephen King. He is a Republican. He is very conservative. He loves his country. He will speak out for it, his country. And now he's spoken out again about nationalism. And because he is a white man who spoke out about it's okay to be a nationalist, what's wrong with that? They are getting rid of this guy. He's now being told he cannot participate on any of the committees. And this man is a good man who is putting the country first. And you have stupid, weak, dumb Mitt Romney and other Republicans turning on him and agreeing with the Democrats. And I believe it's because the so-called black godless representatives are pretending that this is racism and that they're just so scared when they're really not. They're not, because this is not racism. So are we living in a country now where white people can't even say nationalism because they're white and they allow these children of the lie to say, oh, white nationalism. What's wrong with that? I'm a black nationalist. We have Mexican nationalists. Everybody can do it but a white person. And white people just bow down. Why you're not supporting Representative Stephen King? You need to be tweeted about it, talking about it, calling in different shows about it, calling your representative saying that if you don't back this guy, we're going to vote you out. These people love power. They love wealth. And if you stood up against them, they would back down. Representative Stephen King did not do anything wrong. Steve King did not do anything wrong. And if he had, and so, the Democrats can do everything wrong and get away with it. But if you say something they don't like or speak the truth and you're white, they come after you like hungry dogs. And you bow down to them. What are white people expecting? Do you know that when these people get in government, when they control the government, when they control the FBI and the CIA and police departments around the country, local government, that they're going to go after you? Look what's happening in South Africa. It's controlled by black people, and the whites don't have a chance there because no one cares. That's coming to America. I'm warning you. Look what they do to whites now when they don't agree or when they speak up for their own country. White people built this country. This country wasn't built by black people or Mexicans or Indians or homosexuals or whatever they are. It was built by white people. And why are you giving up your own country by becoming cowards? The worst thing that you can have in life is fear. That's why God came and brought perfect love, sent his son and brought perfect love, because perfect love casts out fear. Don't let material things mean more to you than what is right. Because what is right is of God. And if someone takes something from you, you'll get it back or get more. If you put what's right first, you have to have faith. You have to be that way. And you become children of God. And you'll get it back. I'm very concerned about losing this country. NBC News is reporting House passes resolution condemning our GOP Representative Keynes' racist comments. The resolution said, the House of Representatives once again reject white nationalism and white supremacy as hateful expressions of intolerance. The people on the left, the children of Satan, of the lie, they don't tolerate anyone who speak and who are good, who live right. They don't tolerate the truth. Why are you tolerating the lie?